shut it down, man.
Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National People Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. RepublicBroadcasting.org. It's the dining room of free speech because I'm doing this from my dining room, which I don't usually do, but I'm doing it from my dining room. And so go to RepublicBroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed funds to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Operators will be standing by. All right, this is Boomer Vision. Now, because it's Tuesday, so I've got Mark Collett on Mondays, pretty regular, going back to 2017, pretty regular on Mondays. We moved over to Tuesdays for a little while because that suited Cato's calendar a bit more when Cato was very regular. So we still do a lot of cooperating together, but it's not the regular every day. But I've been doing Tuesdays like often with Cato, but today I don't have anybody. So what I've done on recent Boomer Visions is I've been proofreading my articles, and I have 7 articles from the What the Hell's Going On Here Anyway series. And I don't know if I'm going to do any more of them because of issues. It's not as easy to monetize as the publishers, as they once thought, because I talk about Jews bluntly and correctly. So there's that. And I was thinking today, over the past few days, I was reading this article, and I can't even remember who wrote it, what it was about. But I just thought, actually, this would be fun to proofread. Maybe I'll start proofreading other people's articles. I thought that might be funny, you know, where because you get all these people who will they'll write an article and they'll say something like, you know, New World Order or neocons or whatever. And I was thinking, okay, well, I'm proofreading. I say, well, let's scratch this out and write devious Jews. It would be funny, and then, you know, we could go through, proofread the article, make the necessary substitutions, and maybe read it back. Who knows? I was thinking of doing that, but I couldn't find that article, and then I was thinking, well, you know what I ought to do, and I probably will do, is I ought to start proofreading my book, and maybe that would be what finally gives me the impetus to finish it, because these things are hard to finish. You can get it. A lot of books get 90% written, but that last bit is hard because you've got to get the entire book in your RAM, in your random access memory. You've got to know the whole thing. And then you can, once you've got the bird's eye view of the whole book, then you can do that final editing so that it hangs together. You can write the book piecemeal, but to proofread it, and I can't rely just on the publisher to proofread it because he doesn't know exactly what I'm trying to say. I've got to get the whole thing in my RAM. And so maybe, like, it's not as if I would be able to proofread the entire book on this show, but maybe I could, you know, just proofread parts of it. And, you know, I don't have to proofread the whole thing on the air. I can proofread parts of it on the air, but maybe that would be what would get me going. We'll see. Well, then I was listening to Jim Fetzer's show, and which I do because it's a good show. It's not bull honky. It's not bull honky. Sometimes he says that word, but the show is good. The show's a good show. But he was talking about Trump today, and he was talking about Trump saying that Israel's got to finish the job in Gaza. And, of course, Andrew Anglin wrote a long article saying he's got that's what Trump said. And, you know, I'd gotten something. Well, actually, Mark Dankoff sent me that article. Then he sent it to me. It's already on UNTS, and on UNTS it's gotten, it's been up near the top of UNTS for the past few days, and it's got like 300 and something comments on it, because Unce's site gets a lot of traffic. It's a good site, gets a lot of traffic. And Unce, by the way, I mean, when I first became aware of Unce in 2012, it's Unce. Unce. Mike Rivera used to say Unce. He said it correctly. I've always said Unce, which is incorrect. But Unce, like you have an un, and then you have two uns, and that's what it is. So the Unce report, it's been up there. And so I like Andrew Anglin a lot. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that in the boomer sphere, I've been Andrew Anglin's number one supporter in the boomer sphere. Okay, when Andrew Anglin, like 7 years ago, six years ago, when Andrew Anglin had his falling out with the TRS people, and you know all these people, he had falling out with a lot of people, and he was saying things that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. I was always defending Andrew Anglin, and I knew Andrew Anglin for a while. I haven't talked to him since 2017, but he back in like maybe 2015, starting 2015, certainly in 2016, he was coming on David's show about a couple times a month. And then, you know, often I'd talk to him afterwards, and we did a few things together. And he had asked me to write for the Daily Stormer, which and at that time, Daily Stormer was a lot more over the top than it is now. And I was a little bit, I liked his site a lot, but I was also really, really super busy. And so I would, I was a little bit leery. Like it's hard enough being David Duke's right hand man, according to the ADL. But then to be, you know, on Andrew Anglin's site, a writer for the Daily Stormer. So I was often using pseudonyms, not always. Sometimes I'd use my own name, but sometimes I'd write things that were more in the over-the-top tongue-in-cheek style, and I'd use some sort of weird pseudonym. But the thing is, I didn't write very much. And most of my posts were, like, sometime in 2016, I started a YouTube podcast called National Bugle Radio. I think I started it around June 2016, because March through June in 2016, I was filling in for Farron Schoaf on his, I think it was a Friday night show. I think he did 3 hours on Friday night. And I was filling in for that. And I kind of liked having my own show and having my own guests and things like that. So I started doing a more or less weekly YouTube thing. And so most of my posts on Daily Stormer, he used to have a podcast section, and I was just posting my own shows. Every now and then I'd write an article. And by the way, I did write the penultimate post on the dailystormer.com, when it had the .com, the penultimate post, the next to the last post was my post. I had posted something about Charlottesville, because I had gone, and Andrew Anglin didn't assign me to go to Charlottesville, but I wrote the article as if I was on assignment. And it, you know, I'm sure Andrew had no problem with that. And it was an okay article, and it had a lot of pictures in it. And it was pretty decent. You know, it was first-hand reporting. It was good. Then Andrew Anglin, shortly after that, he posted his article saying that the death of Heather Heyer is going to save the government a huge amount of money in, like, welfare and health care costs, because she was so fat and had no children and was never going to have children and was just going to be a drain on the system, which was, you know, like boomers, we don't want to talk ill of the recently departed. Whereas Andrew Anglin, he's of an attitude, which maybe is more realistic than my boomer attitude. He's of the attitude that if he doesn't know somebody personally, then getting like emotional or excessively polite or whatever about their death is kind of phony, and maybe he has a point. So I don't know. But at any rate, so that was the history of the Daily Stormer. And then the Daily Stormer got its domain name taken away. At the same time, stormfront.org was taken away. So both the dailystormer.com and stormfront.org were taken away. Those were unprecedented, and I was involved with both of those. I wasn't the target of either. Obviously, Don Black was the target for Stormfront, and Andrew Agnew was the target for Daily Stormer, but I was caught up in both of those. I'm not making the case that I'm the most censored man in America or anything. I'm just saying it's more of a Forrest Gump type of thing, and I have had a very Forrest Gumpy kind of life where, like, stuff goes on, and, like, I'm in the middle of it, but not that I made it happen, not that I was the star of the show, but just that a lot of stuff has gone on around me in my life. Well, anyway, so after that, that was in August, right? Charlottesville was in August, and Daily Stormer was still on the deep web. I was trying to log in. My credentials no longer worked, so I couldn't log in to post anything anymore. And I messaged Eric Stryker. Now, Eric Stryker in 2017 was coming on David's show. Andrew Anglin got tired of going on David's show because David would do monologues for the first 15 minutes, and Andrew Anglin didn't have 15 minutes to sit around waiting for the monologue. And so he said, why don't you have Eric Stryker on? Because Eric Stryker was, like, his best staff writer. Andrew Anglin recommended Eric Stryker to us. So Eric Stryker kind of filled in the role that Andrew Anglin was playing on David's show. And honestly, Eric Stryker was probably the most popular guest that David had during those years. I mean, I really liked it early on, the first year he had his show, he had Kevin MacDonald on, and that was awesome. But for several years, Eric Stryker was coming on. We reserved the spot for him once a week, but he only came on like once or twice a month because of whatever reason, he was just kind of like unreliable, but he was good. And because he was good partly because he was so young that he didn't have the kind of reverence, is that the right word, for David? And so he would just like when David would start on a monologue, he'd just interrupt him and say, hey Duke, well, you got to look at it this way. Hey Duke, he called him Duke sometimes. He got used to saying Dr. Duke after a while, but at first it was just Duke. But it made for good radio. So I messaged Eric Stryker and said, I can't log in, what's going on? And he said, oh, you know, I don't know. He said something. And then I saw, like, a few weeks later, Andrew Anglin said something about Eric Stryker is dead to me. I saw something like that online. And so I messaged that to Eric, and Eric said, oh, he's just joking. But, well, actually, he wasn't joking. They had some sort of falling out over something, which I think had to do with Paul Neyland, who was running for who had run for Congress against Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. And Paul Neyland actually ran, like, potentially had a good campaign, but didn't turn out that well. At any rate, I don't know what that was all about. So I wound up completely losing touch with Andrew Anglin. I think Jeremy's had a couple of email interactions with him, trying to get him on our show, but hasn't happened. But at any rate, so that was 14 minutes where I'm just talking about all this past with Andrew Anglin. I like him a lot, but I am going to critique his article. I'm not going to proofread the article. I'm going to critique it because, you know, it's getting a lot of traction. Oh, this is not the right one. Okay, well, this is not the right article. What the hell is this one doing up here? Okay, so here we go. A total reevaluation of the 2024 election. Andrew Anglin, March 8th, 2024, 3,200 words. 341 comments, and 222 are new. I guess that's new since the last time I was on this site. All right, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to start reading it, and then I'm going to say where I've got issues here. Due to extreme changes in the global and domestic situations, my views on the upcoming 2024 election have changed drastically in the last several months, so it's appropriate I give a basic outline of what my positions were and what they are now. Infamously, I had said since 2024, actually he means since 2020, there I'm proofreading. I had said since 2020 that there is zero chance Donald Trump can win the 2024 election. The argument was that it simply does not make sense that the Democrats stole the 2020 election, something which I assert is an incontrovertible fact. Okay, so they cannot steal the 2020 election, face zero consequences, and then not continue to steal elections. Okay. I also pointed out that the amount of fraud in the 2022 elections was probably even worse than 2 years earlier. All right. I'm going to here's a comment I want to make. He has been saying this, and there's a certain logic to it. But the some elements of what was going on in the 2020 election can be repeated, and some cannot. And I've been likening this to somebody coming up. Okay, here's a situation. Somebody comes up in a bar. You're sitting in a bar, and I don't sit in bars, but you're sitting in a bar, and some guy walks up to you and sucker punches you. And I have been sucker punched before, but it wasn't in a bar. It was in a parking lot. Anyway, so somebody comes up and sucker punches you. Now, you might not be in a situation to fight back, right? You might not be. And so the guy might get away with it. Does that mean that next time you're sitting in that bar, that guy's going to be able to come up and sucker punch you again? You see, that this is the thing. So certain things, okay, so he talks about mail-in ballots. And do we still have mail-in ballots? Yeah, they're still doing mail-ins. Now, and then he talked about the 2022 election. There was, whether there was more fraud or less fraud, I don't know. In Arizona, where you had, you had Blake Masters was running for Senate, and he lost, and he didn't complain too much, but Carrie Lake, whether you like her or not, Carrie Lake ran for governor against a very weak candidate, except that the candidate she ran against, who, what's her name, Katie Hobbs? She was the Secretary of State at the time. What does a Secretary of State in a state do? Oh, the Secretary of State runs the elections. So it was pretty funky. And what happened in 2022 is interesting. Darkest shade, darling, darkest shade. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Pictures show.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Oh, the Secretary of State runs the elections. So it was pretty funky. And what happened in 2022 is interesting in Arizona. So the in 2020 you had the mail-in ballots, and it was in the midst of COVID. It was in the midst of social distancing. It was in the midst of lockdown, stay at home, all of this stuff. All this stuff was going on. And overwhelmingly, Democrats stayed at home and voted by mail. But it wasn't, there was more to it than that. And I was a Trump election watcher. So I was an, what do you call it, election monitor. And at my location, what was it? The Democrats had overwhelmingly mailed in their ballots. But and where I live, it's mostly Democrat anyway. But the Democrats had largely mailed in. But we had like 300 voters show up. 300 voters showed up, and 15 of them had to vote by provisional ballot. That's 5%. And I don't know what was going on with all 15, but I know that at least a couple, because I wasn't always close enough to hear what was going on. But I know at least a couple were saying, I didn't vote, okay? This isn't 2020. I didn't vote. And they said, well, we have you as having already sent in a mail-in ballot, okay? So, you know, I would think that in some places, they filled in mail-in ballots for voters who, and in a lot of states, maybe in all states, you can see voters' records. You can't see who they voted for, but you can see which elections they voted in. Did they vote in the general election in this year? Did they vote in the off years? Did, you know, the odd years? Did they vote for local elections? Did they vote in primaries? That is typically, I can't speak for all states, but that's typically a matter of public record. And so, I mean, if I wanted to cheat an election, one way of cheating, if you have mail-in ballots, would be to look at the people who rarely go out and vote and fill in and get a bunch of blank ballots and fill in their information and vote for them, right? You can do, that would be doable. And now the thing is, from time to time, some of those people who never vote, maybe they were inspired to vote this time because bad man, orange man is bad or whatever. And so then they show up and are told that they've already voted. So that type of thing was happening. That's only part of it. And in Philadelphia, for instance, and it wasn't just in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, you had a certain amount of intimidation of white election monitors by blacks. And in effect, what you were having is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Detroit, Michigan, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Phoenix, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Nevada, you were having ballot stuffing. So these six cities all were run by Democrats, and in one way or another, they were allowing for ballot stuffing. And, you know, we saw, like in in Nevada, in Las Vegas, even before the November 6th election, because they had they had early voting going on for 2 or 3 weeks. Even before November 6th, you already had the Republican election monitors complaining publicly that they were kept 30 feet away because of social distancing. They were being kept 30 feet away from where the votes were being counted. And so they couldn't see anything. So this was going on. And you had the same things going on in Philadelphia. This was something that was public record. And by the way, Rudy Giuliani, and for whatever reason, I don't know if he's confusing Rudy Giuliani with Lynn Wood or with the MyPillow guy, Mike, what's his name, Lindell. Andrew Anglin has often said that Rudy Giuliani, and he throws him in the same category with Sidney Powell, saying that they were just going off on this election machine stuff. Maybe Rudy Giuliani talked about election machines somewhat, but what he did, the main thing he did, which was good, he went around to state capitals. He went around to the state capitals of all of the these five or six most disputed states and presented evidence. And I was following that very closely. And so what kind of evidence was he presenting? He was not. Did he ever present evidence on election machines? Maybe he did. I didn't see it. Maybe he did. But mostly he was bringing in, for instance, constitutional professors saying why the voting changes, the changes to the voting system, like the mail-in ballots, were unconstitutional. So he was doing that. That was good. He was bringing in eyewitnesses to the election monitor intimidation, bringing in people who were saying, I was kept away from the counting because of social distancing, this kind of stuff, right? Of course, and then, in Georgia, you had the whole where they shut down the counting, told everybody to go home because there is a pipe leaking or something like that, some sort of plumbing problem. And then once all the monitors left, then...
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Goodbye world, I'll catch you later on, for my consciousness is gone, and reality is wrong.
They shut down the counting, told everybody to go home because there is a pipe leaking or something like that, some sort of plumbing problem. And then once all the monitors left, then there was the security camera footage of people bringing out suitcases from under desks and continuing counting. So yeah, obviously there was fraud. So I'm bringing this up, and Giuliani did an excellent job. Maybe he brought in some. I honestly don't remember him ever talking about the election machines and, Lindell and Linwood and Sidney Powell, who are boomers who don't understand how the internet works. They were saying, yeah, these machines, they were hacked by the Venezuelans, and the votes were being moved over to Venezuela and counted in Venezuela and then sent back. Okay, which is just retarded stuff from people who don't understand how computers work. Anyway, because I'm not a dumb boomer who doesn't know how computers work. I'm a smart boomer who programmed in ones and zeros, literally. Well, I wrote programs that manipulated ones and zeros directly. Okay, my dad actually wrote programs in ones and zeros. So I've got a pretty long background with the computers. Anyway, why am I going into this background? The thing is, some of these things can be repeated. Some of them are like the sucker punch. So is it going to be that easy to keep people 30 feet away because of social distancing? Because this was a big deal. This was going on in Pennsylvania. This was going on in Las Vegas. Can they repeat that? Say keep people 30 feet away from the counting because of social distancing? So even if, and here's another thing, and in 2022, the reason I brought up 2022, what happened to Carrie Lake in 2022? This is what happened to her in 2022. The Republicans, her own supporters, all the Democrats voted early. And the Democrats were telling people, yeah, mail-in ballots, these are safe and secure. And if you're a good person who takes the vaccine and isn't racist, you're going to vote early. Whereas the Republicans were like, gosh darn it, my constitution, and there's election day, and it's not election week and election month, it's election day, and I'm going to vote on election day and make sure my vote is counted. Well, what happened? So the vast bulk of the population of Arizona is in Maricopa County around Phoenix. And in Maricopa County, I don't know if it was the bulk, if it was a very large proportion of the precincts. See, they had ballots that would be fed into machines to read the ballots. So what you do is you fill out the ballot with pencil or pen, and then you fill it, then you put it into a machine that reads it, and then it keeps the ballot. The ballot winds up being a paper trail, potential paper trail. So it looks like a good system. But what happened was in so many precincts, the ballots were, was it 19 inches wide? And the machines only accepted up to 18 inches wide. So the ballots would not physically fit in the machines. And this created massive chaos. I don't know if it was necessarily all the machines, but it created huge lines, massive lines, very, very long lines. And people were told, oh, you can't vote here. You're going to have to go to another precinct and vote. And who were they telling it to? They were telling it to Carrie Lake supporters, because those were the people who insisted on going down on election day and voting on election day, because it's my constitution, election day, it's not election week, it's not election month. And all the Democrats had already voted by mail, and their votes were counting. And the Carrie Lake supporters who went down on that day couldn't vote because the machines were the wrong size for the ballots. The ballots were the wrong size for the machines. Oh, and who's responsible for that? The Secretary of State. Oh, who was the Secretary of State? Katie Hobbs. What's she doing now? Well, now she's the governor. Okay. It really was BS. Can you repeat that? Well, I mean, here's the thing. So Donald Trump, I don't care, you know, what you think of Donald Trump, but Donald Trump has been telling his people, look, we are going to do mail-in balloting. We are going to vote early. We're going to do early voting. We're going to do vote harvesting. He's going full, two can play at that game. Now, can the Republicans play as good at that game as the Democrats? And I'll say they can't play as good. But it can at least partially mitigate the problem. Okay, I'm not saying that this is going to be a free and fair election. But a lot of things can't be done again, just like the sucker punch can't be done again, or at least can't be done as well. And, you know, one of the problems that the Republicans have that the Democrats don't is, or one of the advantages the Democrats have is black neighborhoods. Black neighborhoods, although even this might not be quite as bad in 2024, but in 2020, the thing is, black women are the most dependable voting bloc in America. Black women will vote Democratic. They will vote Democrat. Black men, pretty much, but of course, a lot of black men in a lot of states can't vote because they're convicted felons. And, you know, that reduces it. And also, black men don't live as long, so there aren't as many of them. So black women are a lot more effective than black men. So you have these black neighborhoods where you don't have any Republicans. And the election officials, you know, in these places, it depends on the state, but in a lot of places you'll have the majority inspector and the minority inspector. And you think, oh, okay, so you've got, you know, one is from the Republicans, one's from the Democrats. Well, it's not necessarily like that. So a lot of these things But this time, are there going to be as many 100% pure Democratic precincts as there were before? Because some blacks, is it a significant number? Maybe it's not. But some blacks are pretty pissed off at Biden because he's letting in all these illegal immigrants who are causing crime even to blacks and causing and are elbowing in for the Gibbs. All right, I got to hurry this up. So that's the one thing. But there's something even bigger in this article that I needed to get at. All right. Okay, so in order for there to be a fair election, I assert the U.S. would have to be under some sort of form of martial law. And I'm not saying there's going to be a fair election, but what I am saying is they can't necessarily, just because they got away with some, were able to cheat in a particular way 4 years ago, doesn't mean they can do it every year. It doesn't, okay. Let's see, without going into too many details about the fraud I've covered extensively elsewhere, it's a simple process which involves controlling the vote count in a handful of blue cities in otherwise red states. And he's saying the same states that I did, except he's not mentioning Nevada, but, you know, you could throw Nevada in there, too. All right, I'm going to skip. Oh, the only way to prevent this fraud would be to send in the military to monitor these sites, as well as sites in other potential swing states. Well, even the military. I mean, the military's gotten pretty gay. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Other than exactly what happened in 2020 and 2022. And I disagree. I still think there's going to be fraud. I don't know. I don't think they can necessarily do as much. And that makes a difference. But that's not the only thing. Okay, Congress has taken zero action against the mail-in voting and ballot harvesting system. But like I said, Trump is going to be he's saying the Republicans need to do ballot harvesting too. Whether they can do it as effectively or not is another issue. Then in parentheses, he says, this is the mechanism through which the election was stolen. And I think he's largely correct here. It was not rigged machines, which was a red herring pushed by Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. And it was not rigged machines. That's correct, too. And it was pushed by Sidney Powell. And I don't think she did it malevolently. I think she did it because she's a dumb boomer who didn't know any better. And I think he's unfairly tarring Rudy Giuliani, because Rudy Giuliani, if you go back and you look at these road shows he was putting on in front of Republican legislators in these disputed states, he did an awful lot of really good work. And I guess somehow either Andrew missed it or forgot about it. All right. But anyway, I want to go down. So before I run out of time, the thing is, he goes down and then he says, all right. Okay, what we must realize is the only thing that the fraud actually proves is the U.S. elections are not decided by a count. Although this does prove that Donald Trump cannot win, it does not prove that Donald Trump cannot, and then in quotation marks, win, i.e. be selected and appointed president through the fraudulent system. So what he's saying is if Trump becomes president, it's because the powers that be wanted him. Well, why would they want him? Okay, next paragraph. Before the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas and the ensuing Israeli response, there was no reason to believe the people with the power to rig elections would want Trump back in office. Now, there is a big reason to believe that. Trump is a diehard Israel supporter. Although he has said little about the ongoing situation in Gaza, presumably because it is so unpopular, even with Republicans, on Tuesday, he told Fox News that Israel should, quote, finish the job, unquote, suggesting full support for everything the IDF is doing in Gaza. And here's the thing. He did not say finish the job. Now, I would like to play it for you, but I can't because technical issues. So I'm going to read from The Hill. All right. So Trump called into Fox and Friends ahead of Super Tuesday voting, and co-host Brian Kilmeade asked the former president whether he was, quote, on board, unquote, with the way Israeli forces were handling the war in Gaza. And this is the quote from Trump. You've got to finish the problem. You had a horrible invasion. It took place. It would have never happened if I was president, by the way, Trump said. This would have never happened. And for another reason, they wouldn't have done it to me. I guarantee you that. They did it because they have no respect for Biden, and frankly, they got soft. Okay. asked specifically about calls from Vice President Harris for an immediate ceasefire that lasts at least 6 weeks, Trump said he hates seeing what's happening and reiterated his belief that there would have been no conflict under his watch. Okay, so he said they've got to finish the problem. Now, if you want to assume that he simply misspoke and he meant to say they've got to finish the job, you can say that what he meant by finish the problem was finish the job. But he didn't say finish the job. So don't say he said finish the job. Say he said finish the problem, which obviously means finish the job, if you want to say that. But the thing is, notice that The Hill says, well, Trump has been very evasive. And he has been evasive. He hasn't been talking frequently about this. He keeps saying it would have never happened. And this is the same types of things that he's been saying about Ukraine and Russia. It would have never happened. It would have never happened. And this is classic Trump, and for better or for worse. And if you don't want to vote for him, don't. I don't know if I'm going to vote for him. I don't know if I'll support him. I likely will if he picks Nikki Haley or that congresswoman from New York. I think they're assassination bait, and I would not. I would vote for Biden over Trump if Trump had Haley or that whatever her name is, Stefaniak from New York. I would vote for Biden over Trump because Biden's ineffective. If one of those women got in over Trump's dead body, literally over Trump's dead body, they'd have a honeymoon and they'd be able to do all sorts of things. So I'm not trying to shill for Trump, but I am trying to be accurate. And he didn't say, so you could say two things about finish the problem. One is he meant finish the job and he's just not very articulate. The other is he said finish the problem because he did not want to say finish the job. He wants to be unclear. He wants to be evasive. And honestly, I think he wants to be evasive. I don't think that's why he always says it would have never happened. It would have never happened. Russia would have never done that. It would have never happened under me. They wouldn't do it to me. He says these things, which allows his listeners, the ones who like him, to assume that he would have it would have never happened for a reason that they approve of. So, for instance, if you're talking about the Russian invasion of Ukraine, it would have never happened. If you're the typical Fox News boomer listener and you hear him say that, you assume, yeah, it would have never happened because Vladimir Putin knows that Trump would have kicked his ass. He would have nuked Moscow. That's what they would have think approvingly. And I think, yeah, it would have never happened because he had fired Victoria Nuland. Victoria Nuland wouldn't have been brought in, and he wouldn't have pushed so hard. He wouldn't have pushed so hard. So that's the way I would think. But based on what Trump says, it could be either. It could be either. And so the same here. Here's one more thing. I'm going to pause for a second. I'm going to pull up an article that was from earlier this month, from about 10 days ago, from the New York Times. Okay, so here it is. I hope I'm going to be able to read it. I hope it's not behind the paywall. It looks like it's behind the paywall. Anyway, okay, so I can't read it after all. But Trump says little on Gaza, nothing about, it's behind the daggone paywall. Nothing about what he'd do differently. So the New York Times was complaining that, you know, he's got a reputation for being pro-Israel, but he's not saying anything in favor of Israel. They pointed out in this article, I was able to read it before, I guess I've pulled up too many New York Times articles this month. They were saying that, you know, he said that Hezbollah was smart. He said that Netanyahu let his people down. This kind of stuff. Here's the thing about Trump. I got three or four minutes left. I got about 4 minutes left. He's a wild card. I said it over and over and over again. I think he's likely to be president again. And I think it's unlikely that he's going to be great. Okay, I think he's going to be unpredictable, and unpredictable partly because he's an unpredictable person, but also because he doesn't have the administrative skills or the political skills. He's got campaign skills. He's got all sorts of campaign skills, but in terms of like bureaucratic like controlling a bureaucracy, making the government bend to his will. He doesn't have those skills. And last time he brought in a lot of people who were really contrary to his agenda. This time, I think he's going to bring in people who think of themselves as Trump supporters, but are going to be like, kind of like gay MAGA, right? I think he likely will have a lot of China hawks, anti-China people, anti-Iran people. He might well have a lot of pro-Israel people. He might well.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
I think he likely will have a lot of China hawks, anti-China people, anti-Iran people. He might well have a lot of pro-Israel people. He might well. And it's possible things would be worse under Trump, because under Biden, I mean, Biden's kind of shot his wad. I do think Trump will try to deport people. I don't know if he'll have any more success deporting people than he had success building a wall. So, I mean, if you're a pessimist, you can just judge the next 4 years by the chaos and ineffectiveness of the first 4 years. If you're an optimist, you can say, look, he's had 4 years experience. He did a lot of things wrong. He's probably, at least to an extent, learned from his mistakes. He's also been so attacked by these people. They've tried to take away his fortune. They've arrested him several times. They've invaded his home. They searched Melania's underwear drawer. They did, actually. And that he could be really pissed off and want revenge. And maybe he's holding his cards close to the vest. Well, he is holding his cards close to the vest, but we don't know what those cards are. Anyway, just getting back to Andrew Anglin, it's not good journalism to misquote him, build a whole article around him saying, finish the job, finish the job, because he riffed on that, finish the job, finish the job. And he didn't. If you want to say, well, that's what he meant, then say that's what he meant. This is what he said, finish the problem, but what it means is finish the job. Say that. But he said finish the job repeatedly. That's not good journalism. Andrew Anglin's better than that. He's way better than that. And if he wants to draw the exact same conclusions, fine. But, but anyway, like I said, two things. One, he said finish the problem. He didn't say finish the job. What does that mean? And I think it was deliberate. Maybe it's his just being articulate, looking for words, and he found the wrong word, and he meant finish the job, said finish the problem. No, I think he's purposely being evasive. And then two, they can't necessarily cheat the same way. Some things you can't do over again. If you're sparring and you've got like a particular move, you try it once. Okay, you got me that time, but you're not going to get him the next time. So that's what I have to say. And my time is up. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back again tomorrow on the Jeremy and Patrick Show, part one and part two. Another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Get chased. I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until you get to grandma's place, I think you ought to walk with me and be safe. I'm gonna keep my sheet suit on. Walking with you alone. Oh, little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you